When I read the scripture, I enjoyed the story of calling the fishermen, and Phil did a great job talking to the kids about being fishermen of men, fishing for people. But the thing that struck me as I read it and reread it was this talk of the kingdom of God. When we hear the term kingdom of God, what do we think of? We think of heaven. We think of that place that we will go when we die if we are faithful, if we believe in Jesus' promise. But that's not all the kingdom of God is, because the kingdom of God also lives within us. We sometimes forget that the kingdom of God is here with us in the spirit that Jesus left his disciples and all of us. The Spirit of God lives within us, and so the kingdom of God is within us. Now, a lot of people seem to act as though they don't need to worry about the kingdom of God until they get old and it's time to die. And then they start getting real concerned about where am I going and what's going to happen when I die. But if we wait until death is near, then we have ignored the opportunity to have the kingdom of God within us and to have the joy of having God within us and to have the peace and blessings of God that are offered here with us now, today. Amen. See, if we walk and talk with God like the song says every day, if we listen to those stories of Jesus and take them into our hearts and believe in His promise and accept that promise, then we have the Spirit of God within us. We have that kingdom of God with us all the time. And if we have that in us and with us, then we walk with Him and talk with Him. And we want to do His will. We want to make the world more like that world that we are looking forward to going to, instead of that world that we are looking forward to not go to. Do we want heaven on earth, or do we want hell on earth? Certainly it seems, if we listen to the news and see what's going on around the world, that a lot of people seem to be working against the kingdom, at least on this earth, to make things worse and not better, to make things more horrible and not more wonderful, to make things more painful and not more peaceful, to make things hellacious rather than divine. So what's our job here? What's our responsibility? Why, to try and bring that heavenly realm closer to this earthly realm. Jesus began to preach when John was imprisoned and speak of repentance. Repent of your sins, for the kingdom is near. Is that just because all the people were about to die? No. Was that because the world was about to end? No. Was it because they'd read Left Behind? No. It was because He knew that unless we repent of our sins and try and work for the good in this world, when we get close to death, we will worry about where we're going. Don't want to have to worry about where you're going? Plan your trip now. Get right with God. Get on His good side. Start doing His work. Start doing His will. Start living with Him in your heart. Then you won't have to worry about where you're going. You'll know where you're going, because you've been working on it. You've been living it. You've been doing it. You've been talking to Him and walking with Him and all that stuff that we talk about. The kingdom of heaven was particularly near because the Son of God was on earth, the King of the Jews, as He would be called in ridicule and derision on the cross. But had the people accepted Him as their King, the kingdom of heaven would have arrived on earth. They rejected Him and crucified Him. Do we accept Him into our hearts? Do we try and live like He preached that we should? Do we try and live like He did? Do we try and make the world a better place by healing the sick and helping those in need? Or do we try and make the world a worse place by grabbing what little we can get and running with it? I see a lot of Christians who seem to be more concerned with this world than that one. And yet they're worried about where they're going. The time to worry is now, not when you got one foot on the bucket, as they say. Are we worried about where we're going? If you're worried about where you're going, you should be worried about what you're doing. If we're worried about where we're going, you should be worried about how you're living. If you're living right, you don't have anything to worry about. If you're walking with God and talking with God and doing God's will as best as you are able, as best as you understand it, as best as you can, then you can feel pretty good about, hey, you know, God and I, we're tight. I'm not worried about it. When it's time to go, He'll pick me up. He'll give me a ride. Amen. That heavenly limo, you know, just waiting for me. If not, we might not get on that train. We might not have time to load up. We might not be packed and ready when the moment comes. We might not be recognized when the conductor comes and says, "And where are you going, son, daughter? What's your ticket say? Are you worried? Then get to work." Do you have questions? We have answers. It's what the book's for. It's what the Word's for. It's what those prayers are for. It's a wonderful world. If you have Christ's kingdom within you, it's an awful world if you don't. The kingdom of heaven is with us. The kingdom of heaven is near. The kingdom of heaven is right there next door, just around the bend, just over the rise. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Well, we're not. But we should know where we're going. We have confidence in the driver. We've been working on our conveyance. Yeah, I think we know what we're talking about. The kingdom of heaven is near. And He asks us to make it nearer for more of us. Why did He heal the sick and raise the dead if He was concerned about the heavenly kingdom? To give them a concrete example of the fact that things could be better if they followed His Spirit, followed His teachings. It wasn't the healing that was important. It was the message. The healing was the bait. The message was the reward. The kingdom of heaven has come near. And for all of us too. Let's grab hold. Let's keep that in our hearts. Let's remind each other and those we meet that we know there is a better place, a better time, a better answer to come. But don't forget to reach out to them in this world to show them the difference that His Spirit makes, even here in this world of woe. Amen.